Welcome to SLOW, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
So whether you're at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. It's a way to be present with God. Allow yourself a moment of silence. Allow yourself to slow down. Let your thoughts come slowly. Be aware of the breath that you are breathing in. Be aware of the oxygen that is coming into your lungs. Every breath is a gift from God. It's His love expressed to you. His desire that you would be alive, that you would have thoughts in this moment, that you would have emotions in this moment. You are treasured by God. Oftentimes we feel the pressure of productivity, a race of getting to the next thing. But God invites us to rest. Sometimes we have to give ourselves the permission to slow down, to be still. And to be with God. To be reading from Matthew 9, verses 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages. He was teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom. He was healing every disease and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had great compassion on them. because they were harassed and helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers. To send out workers into the harvest field." As you reflect on this passage, what could the words of Jesus mean when he says that the people were like sheep without a shepherd? Perhaps they had no sense of direction in their lives. Perhaps it was a lack of purpose, of vision. They had no one to look to. No one to care for them. Is there a place in your life where this resonates with you? Maybe currently you feel distant from a sense of hope. Or maybe you recall a time when you didn't know who God was. You felt no purpose. How has God met you in these places? Perhaps people come to mind, a friend that came alongside of you. Perhaps a moment of clarity, a moment in desperation where it's as though suddenly light filled your understanding. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Have you felt God's compassion in your life? Have you felt His compassion towards you in moments of weakness? Have you felt His compassion towards those in your life? Here, Jesus invites us to experience His compassion, His love, and His kindness towards His creation. And His love is not passive or silent, but His love is proactive. In what ways could God be inviting you to share in His compassion? To be a laborer? To embody His heart for the world around us. Perhaps it's something as simple as showing up to work and listening to a coworker as they share about their difficult week, and simply being there with them. Or perhaps God is stirring your heart even now to volunteer . Perhaps there's a program that you've heard about through your church. You've heard about from friends. Maybe He's asking you to step out and to engage with your community. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's SLO, Guided Prayer, on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly SLO, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's SLOprayer.com.
And as you go from the space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.